Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for November 19th, 2018. In today's news, an elevator serving a recently opened giant statue in India malfunctioned twice this month, leaving passengers stuck. The date has been set for the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat's 10th World Congress. Hyundai Elevator has won jobs in South Korea and Turkey. And GAL is now providing free weekend technical support.
Top government officials, security staff, and members of the media got stuck twice in an elevator serving the tallest statue in the world, the 182-meter-tall Statue of Unity in Gujarat State, India, on November 13th, the Economic Times reports. Noting the elevator also malfunctioned on the October 31st inauguration day, forcing approximately 200 visitors to take the staircase down from a 152-meter-tall viewing gallery, the source says the latest incident was due to overloading. In the first November 13th incident, the unit failed to move from the ground floor and security personnel had to force open the doors and ask several passengers to exit. The elevator stopped again for approximately 1 minute before reaching the viewing gallery.
The Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat, or CTBUH, is holding its 10th World Congress in Chicago on October 28th through November 2nd, 2019, at the Radisson Blu at the Aqua Tower in Chicago, plus other venues in the city, which is the council's home and the birthplace of the skyscraper. Focusing on the theme 50 Forward, 50 Back, CTBUH will celebrate its 50th anniversary as the event explores the most significant advancements in tall buildings and cities from the last 50 years, while inquiring into the state of cities 50 years from now. It will reflect on both the skyscraper typology and urban development by marking their trajectory to date and considering the evolutions that must take place to accommodate a dynamic and uncertain global future. A call for speakers has been made and is open through January 30, 2019. To see a detailed synopsis or to register to speak or attend, visit the conference website at ctbuh2019.com.
Hyundai Elevator won the contract for what it says are South Korea's first jump elevators. 72 elevators will be installed at the construction site of Hill State Songdo The Terrace in Incheon, including 42 units with a travel speed of 210 meters per minute and 9 jump elevators beginning in January 2019. The luxury high-rise residential and commercial complex is composed of 8 53-story buildings holding a total of 2,784 apartments. The jump elevators will lift construction workers and materials throughout the framework construction phase and be converted into a passenger elevator system once the building is built.
Hyundai Elevator Turkey has been contracted for vertical transportation equipment at a general hospital project in the city of Izmir, the company announced. The company will install 114 elevators and 20 escalators at the Izmir Beyrukli İntegre Sağlık campus in Izmir. Hyundai will be working with Gamma, a major Turkish engineering firm, and Turkular, a large construction company with close ties to the Turkish government. Installation of the units is to be complete in January 2020.
GAL of Bronx, New York, a member of the Vantage family of companies, is now offering free technical support at 877-425-7778 from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays and Sundays. Its direct line at 718-292-9000 can also be used to address a question to specific GAL personnel or departments. At this number, an automated attendant will prompt the caller to enter an extension number to leave a message. For additional information, contact John Zeke, Assistant Manager of Tech Support, at 718-292-9000, extension 495.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.